India's finance minister is deriding the gloom and doom enveloping the domestic economic mood, contending Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's government is working 24/7 to take steps to fend off the ill effects of a global slowdown. Speaking at a summit of the World Economic Forum in New Delhi, Palaniappan Chidambaram called for Indian consumer lending rates to drop several points from the current 13% level. He also says industries, instead of sitting on inventory, need to accept a temporary cut in profits to retain market share and do their part to stimulate consumer demand.
Hotels must cut tariffs, airlines must cut prices, real estate must cut prices of homes and apartments they sell, car makers, two-wheeler makers must cut prices. The classic response to a demand slowdown is to cut prices for a short term.
The finance minister acknowledged some of the other challenges facing India's economy, billions of dollars being repatriated by foreign institutional investors, declining exports, and a depreciating rupee against the dollar. Some international economists say India's economic overseers are still too concerned about inflation, preventing them from taking immediate steps to cut interest rates. But domestic observers point out that the government, with an eye on elections, is worried about a backlash at the polls if it cannot keep food prices under control. Chidambaram says even if India's annual growth rate dips to 7% from its recent yearly increases of about 9%, that would be no reason to don sackcloth and ashes. He predicts although there will be a slowdown, the agricultural sector employing about half of all Indians remains healthy, and the country's overall economy will quickly be back on track.
By the end of 12 months, we'll be back to the normal growth rate that we would like to have. There's no reason to spread gloom and doom. There are negatives, but there are positives. We should emphasize the positive and send out a message of confidence and our ability to overcome this crisis.
The finance minister cautions action should not be taken based on the daily gyrations of the Mumbai stock market. His comments come following the Group of 20 crisis summit of world leaders. Prime Minister Singh and the finance minister attended the meeting. Chidambaram says the G20 has surpassed the G7 as the single most important forum for financial and economic issues of the world. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.